you take the train with me uptown through the misery of ghetto streets in morning light. They're always night. Take a window seat, put down your times. You can read between the lines. Just meet the faces that you meet beyond the window's pane. And it might begin to teach you how to give a damn about your fellow man. And it might begin. And your other children by her side, and wonder if you'll share your bed with something else that must be dead, for fear may lie beside you, or it may sleep down the hall. And it might begin to teach you how to give a damn about your fellow. And it might begin to teach you how to give a damn about your fellow man.
Come and see how well this fair is seasoned by the sprightly air. See a ghetto in the good old sizzling summertime.
Suppose the streets were all on fire, the flames like tempers leaping higher.
Suppose you live there all your life.
Do you think that you would mind?
And it might begin to reach you why we give a damn about our fellow man. And it might begin to teach you how to give a damn about your fellow man.
Earthwatch was brought to you with portions on recording. This is WBAI in New York. Good morning. This is Hour of the Wolf, a Saturday morning pro... Oh, wait, Wednesday night, Thursday morning program. Relating to science fiction, fantasy, enchantment, and the imagination. My name is Jim Freund. That much I got right. Now, what I'll also get wrong is that while it's a great Jewish holiday this week, we'll be celebrating Passover. Well, Just stay tuned. It'll be great, I promise.
I'm Dan Persons, movie reviewer for Hour of the Wolf. The new Disney CG animated film Frozen feels like nothing so much as a knee-jerk reaction to Brave, the Pixar film of a few years ago that was supposed to be that company's contribution to the Disney princess pantheon. Well, the Pixar folk decided that they didn't like the rules of that particular game, and so came up with Merida, a Scottish firebrand who didn't want to get married, was allergic to pretty gowns, and spent more time bonding with her mother than trying to find her handsome prince. She's been a problem for Disney ever since. Earlier this year, the marketing department